1888.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you like here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That is the Pro XPN toll free line. We are actually going to be doing something a little different tonight. We'll be starting out with a special guest. And he's extra special, this particular guest, because he's probably bigger than you are. He is known popularly as Kane. But we know him as Glenn. He is Glenn Jacobs, known famously internationally as the wrestler for the World Wrestling Entertainment Group. Glenn, welcome back to Free Talk Live. Been too long since we've had you.
It has been too long. Thanks for having me on, guys. I appreciate it.
Now, longtime listeners of the show know that you've been a listener of Free Talk Live and I guess a fan of the show for a long time. How did you end up coming across our show back in the day?
A friend of mine introduced me to you guys, and I started listening and liked what I heard, and you actually changed my mind on a few subjects and helped me along my path, and further down the rabbit hole that we've all gone down at this point.
Hey, you've ended up at LouRockwell.com as a columnist there. I know I've seen at least more than one thing that you've written for Lou Rockwell. Are you continuing to do any Liberty writings?
Yes, I do. I try to do as much as I can. Unfortunately, my schedule is rather busy, so that constricts me and constrains me from doing more. I'd like to do more, but you know how it is. I do the best I can.
Well, you've got a new article out, relatively new. It took a little while for our schedules to be able to cross here, but from the Daily Caller on why the debt ceiling doesn't matter. Is that right?
Yes.
So, yeah. Yeah, I was, I took a look at the article, and this important historical thing that is intended to constrain Congress's spending, you're saying it doesn't matter?
Not really, and Ian's going to hate this part of the program, because we're going to talk about the machinations of the federal government at this point, but it doesn't matter. What the debt ceiling legislation did way back in the day, and Mark, you have to refresh my memory because it's been like 6 weeks since I wrote that, or a month anyway, the particular piece of legislation, I forget is it the Second War Bonds Act or something like that?
It's that, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So, and what it did was basically it took the responsibility of Congress to debate and pass each spending and debt bill sort of on an individual level. It took that away from Congress, and basically now what Congress does is just looks at the aggregate that it's spending as opposed to each individual item that they're spending on or that they're taking debt out for. And of course what that did is that quote-unquote streamlined governments, they can get stuff done more effectively, which is, for Liberty, perhaps the worst possible thing in the world, because, you know, what we'd all really like to see is gridlock in Congress so they can't keep on passing all this stuff and spending these massive amounts of money that they do.
So, in your opinion, is the Second Liberty Bond Act of 1917, is that unconstitutional because the role of Congress is to approve sort of the budgetary items and things like that?
Yeah, sure, but that whole Constitution thing went out the window like 1790. After it was ratified, they started doing unconstitutional things, unfortunately. But yeah, I would say it would be because Congress is the one that is supposed to be in charge of spending, and they're not supposed to be just, you know, saying, okay, whatever you guys spend, whatever, you know, the president's budget, whatever that is, that's cool. We just need to know what the bottom line figure is. They were supposed to be much more involved in the whole process.
Yeah,
and they're supposed to be representatives of the people, right? So they're spending the people's money. That was the whole idea.
Yeah, so the intention is that they were supposed to approve these sorts of things, and they decided they have much more work to do, much more important work to do than follow the pesky Constitution. So they just allocated that that job to the Department of Treasury and just abdicated their responsibility and essentially just kind of looked at the overall picture as far as the budget goes, right?
Yeah, and unfortunately, the debt ceiling is sounds really great, and every once in a while it gives us the opportunity to debate how much money the government's spending. But as a practical measure, what has it accomplished? I mean, the on-the-books debt is now $17 trillion. Even worse, the unfunded liabilities, Social Security, Medicare, the unfunded federal pensions and that sort of stuff, the trust funds, those are in literally the hundreds of trillions of dollars.
Well, doesn't it effectively accomplish a PR move for some politicians in that they get to pander like, well, we've done what we can. We're holding the line. We're trying to stop this thing.
Yeah, we shut down 13% of the federal government. You know, the big shutdown, right? And all it really does is it gives the Republicans, in many cases, some cover. You know, they can say, well, we fought it, but now we have to compromise and reconcile our differences so that we can govern effectively. So, yeah, Ian, you're exactly right. It's really just a big PR stunt.
So when one looks at the debt, and we're $17 trillion is the debt they'll tell you about, and like you said, it could be as high as $200 trillion when you look at unfunded liabilities. It's really difficult to quantify these things when you're talking about numbers that are that large. Of course, the U.S.'s debt-to-GDP ratio higher than Greece's, and everybody, you know, wags their fingers at those irresponsible Greeks. It's what to me is most disturbing about this, and it's been done as long as there's been a United States of America, is the passing off of debt to the children and the grandchildren.
Yes, that is very disheartening and very depressing. You know, what the politicians have tried to do, and they've convinced way too many Americans now that it is possible to get something for nothing, that there is such a thing for free lunch. But what the politicians are trying to do, they're just trying to push these bills, the due date on the bills, off long enough so that when they get out of Congress or when they get out of government, they're no longer there. Because at some point, there is going to be debt reckoning. At some point, this stuff has to be paid for. Whether it's paid for, it has to be paid for, but we have reached a point where it can no longer be paid for because they can't raise taxes high enough. They're not going to cut spending because so many people are dependent on government spending. And frankly, at this point, the economy is completely addicted to the funny money that the Federal Reserve is producing. So certainly they're not going to cut spending. So what they're going to do is they're going to debase the currency, which is the worst possible thing that they could do, because they're going to cause high inflation, which is going to destroy what's left of the middle class and really hurt poor people. At the same time, rich people benefit because they're the people who can buy the assets that are going up in price, and they can protect themselves and insulate themselves from this inflation, which is going to come at some point. Maybe not, maybe not next year, maybe not the year after that, but at some point it has to come. And that's really the only alternative they have. And, you know, inflation is a tax, and it's the most insidious of taxes because the government is able to shirk their responsibility for what they've done. And that's exactly what they're trying to do, Mark. They're trying to get future generations to pay for what they've promised people, and that's immoral, and it's terrible.
When I think about my son being forced to pay for, you pick your government program, I'm going to pick the war in Iraq. When I think of my son being forced to pay for the government for the government's war in Iraq, it's outrageous to me, because it's an obvious waste of time to have gone in there. That, you know, there was no weapons of mass destruction that were really found or anything like that. And the idea that my son's going to spend the rest of his life, if he stays and chooses to stay in the United States, trying to pay that off.
But maybe you should just encourage him not to pay taxes.
I'm there. I understand. Yeah. But that's not the proposition the government offers.
Right.
They're not preferring that. Hey, look, if you don't like our dumb programs, all you have to do is spend the rest of your life in a cell.
Well, you know that's not true. There are a lot of people who don't pay taxes and they never get caught.
That's what they proffer.
Yeah, but even worse, they actually make us pay for it through inflation, through the decline of the purchasing power of the dollar. You know, that's really what's happening and is going to go forward in the future. You know, as bad as taxes are, I'm sure you guys have discussed this many times, but the dollar's lost 95% of its purchasing power since the Fed was created, and that's really where we get hammered.
Glenn, do you want to stick for another segment? We'd love to have you.
Sure. Sure, great, thanks.
More with Glenn Jacobs. You might know him as WWE's Kane. He is a liberty-loving dude, also big supporter of the Ron Paul campaign, if I'm recalling. I've seen him with Ron Paul shirt on, I'm pretty sure. And he spoke at the
People
Liberty
Forum.
People
were trying to get him to run as the vice president.
He spoke at the Liberty Forum. We'll tell you more about the Liberty Forum coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Ben Swan here. We are winning. Alternative media is challenging and beating mainstream media, and it's imperative for the liberty movement to continue this momentum. However, independent media cannot win without the support of sponsors and advertisers like Diamond Gusset Jeans. For over 26 years, Diamond Gusset has been owned by patriots with products designed for patriots. When I put on a pair of Diamond Gusset jeans, I enjoy the quality, comfort, durability, and style. Most importantly, my wife really likes them as well. From the cotton to the last stitch, Diamond Gusset bucks the industry standard by producing a 100% all-American product. Another reason for my endorsement. So Ben Swan is asking you to go visit DiamondLiberty.com right now. With promo code BEN, you will receive a 20% off discount on a pair of male or female Diamond Gusset jeans. Remember, DiamondLiberty.com, and you are directly supporting the growth of independent media.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Take control of the airwaves and do it toll-free at 855-453. That is the Pro XPN toll-free line, 855-450-3733. You can also connect with us on Skype. Our username there is lrn.fm, though right now you can't get on via Skype because Glenn Jacobs is on our Skype line. We're going to continue talking to him here in a moment. You might know him as WWE's Kane. And Glenn, I believe, is a member of the very Free State Project that has brought Mark and myself here to New Hampshire and has now over 15,000 individuals pledged to make the move here and make a better life for themselves in a more free place already, and then also get active to make New Hampshire the clearest choice. Freedom, maybe even actually achieve liberty in our lifetime. There are over 15,000 people who have pledged to do that. So Mark and myself are early movers. There are about 1,500 people who are here now, early movers, as part of the Free State Project. We're still waiting on thousands more, and those other thousands will be coming once we reach the 20,000-person goal. You can go to freestateproject.org to get signed up and learn more about it. And then also, don't miss the upcoming Liberty Forum. It's happening February 20th through the 23rd, and it will be an incredible event. They're slated for at least to have at least 58 speakers. It's going to be an entire 3-day weekend. It'll be an absolute blast. It happens year after year, and I'm always so grateful to be a part of it and be around hundreds of other like-minded, liberty-oriented people, the people who are the doers, the people who are making a difference and getting active, and many of them are not yet moved to New Hampshire, so I'm excited about what's yet still to come.
You know, the fantastic thing about these events, Ian, is that you can go and not even attend the speaker panels. Like, I went to Porkfest, and I did not go to the speaker panels. I've been to Liberty Forum and not attended the speaker panels, mm-hmm. and you still have a great opportunity to mingle with people and get to know liberty activists and see what's actually going on here firsthand.
That's true, but if Glenn Jacobs is in the house ever again at the Liberty Forum, I highly recommend going and seeing him speak. You were great. Glenn, welcome back on Free Talk Live. How was your experience at the Liberty Forum?
Oh, it was awesome. I was able to go 2 years in a row. As you mentioned, I spoke 1 year. But, yeah, even just going and hanging out with people is just amazing.
Yeah, it really was absolutely fantastic. So we've had you on the show here tonight to discuss a new article. I did post that, a relatively new article from you. I did post that up for our listeners on our Facebook, Twitter, and Google+. It's all about why the debt ceiling doesn't matter. And
well, I think that the most important part about it is that, you know, it just can't be paid back. It's not possible to pay this debt back. All these machinations that go into the debt ceiling, and Glenn just said it there. I mean, it's not possible. There's no way to do it. There's not enough money printed to, or not enough money in existence mm-hmm. to pay the debt.
Yeah, well, it's not meant to be paid off. You know, I mean, and it hasn't been meant to be paid off for a long time. This idea that they're going to pay the debt back is ridiculous. All that they're trying to do is just service the interest payments on the debt. It's a classic Ponzi scheme. You know, we're going to borrow money so that we can pay interest on the money that we've already borrowed.
And it's crazy.
If we did that in our private lives, yeah, we would be sent to an, well, first of all, we'd lose everything that we have, and then we'd be sent to an insane asylum.
So the foreseeable result, if they intend to actually pay, if it, at any point they're actually going to pay off the debt, and I suspect, you know, just for the purposes of making everything legitimate, they may very well do that, is that they increase the money supply to the point that they just basically print enough money. They pay the debt in worthless notes, and then they start all over again with some new system. And, you know, has that happened before in world history where some government has done that, or is it just the United States?
Oh, sure.
Yeah?
No, it's happened quite often. One difference that the U.S. has is that the dollar is the world's reserve currency, which changes that dynamic quite a bit, but it is under competition at this point from the Chinese, who are pretty smart, and what they're doing is they're negotiating bilateral trade agreements, and they're also, incidentally, they're the world's largest importer of gold at this point, which I believe, and they're also the world's largest producer of gold, and no gold is, by government edict, allowed to leave China. And what a lot of people think that the Chinese are doing is that they are going to introduce their own reserve currency, a gold-backed or at least partially gold-backed renminbi or yuan, in which case the dollar would be put under incredible stress at that point. You know, but they're doing so slowly because they own a lot of dollars and they don't want to crash the dollar themselves. Mm-hmm. And also, Mark, you know, as far as if you look at the financial and economic impact of this, you know, everybody's familiar with this term QE, now quantitative easing, which is just a euphemism for printing money. And we hear every once in a while that the QE is going to taper. That's not going to happen, in my opinion, because if they taper QE, that would mean that interest rates would go up, which would mean that the interest that they are paying on the debt would explode, which would mean that the budget deficits would get much, much, much worse very quickly. So they're really in a bind. You know, they have to keep printing money. They can't stop that. But at the same time, they don't want to print so much money that investors around the world leave the dollar. And they're really walking a tightrope at this point.
Well, I know one thing that you've decided to do with some of your nearing worthless dollars. You've decided to fund the AMP matching program that we have going on here on Free Talk Live.
He's helping fund it. It's a partial funding. There are about five or six individuals who've stepped up to provide up to $950 per month in matching funds. I want to thank you for being a part of that, Glenn. We've already made our first score. Daryl got his first new affiliate for Free Talk Live today.
Fantastic. So that's great news.
That is awesome. Good.
Yep,
that's great.
It's really great news. We can't announce the station or how close it is to a major metro, or it's higher than the lowest level of wattage.
Mark sounds excited.
I'm pretty excited.
Mark sounds excited.
So we should be able to announce something next week about that.
Yeah, that's great. So
great.
Yeah, thanks so much for that, Glenn.
Well, the thing is, you guys really are having an impact. I believe, like I said, a lot of where I am now is due to listening to Free Talk Live. You changed my mind on some very important issues years ago. And, you know, we're not going to, you know, the idea that all of a sudden you're going to elect a bunch of people to office and they're going to change everything, man, that's not going to happen.
No, never has.
They have to happen from the bottom up. We really are in a battle for hearts and minds. And what you guys do as evangelists for liberty is very important. So I'm proud to support you.
And they're very hard workers, I've got to say. I have occasion to come into the studio pretty often over the course of the week. And these guys come in here and they are nonstop. And when they are sitting down, it's just nonstop calling stations and talking to people and doing outreach and promoting the show. And it's inspirational to me just to see them do it from a work ethic kind of perspective. Ian's always been very inspirational to me. But to see him working with Daryl and then to see the effort that's going into funding the position. I came in tonight. I gave Ian $5 myself. So, come on. If I can come up with $5, somebody else can too.
Glenn, so I want to say I appreciate the credit that you give us, but ultimately you changed your own mind. We maybe provided you with some useful information, some things to think about, but it was all up to you. So thank you for being a supporter of Free Talk Live and helping with this matching fund that we've been driving here. So appreciate your time tonight, man. I know you got to get back to the family or whatever it is you have going on.
Cool. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Thanks, Glenn Jacobs. Always appreciate it, and I'm sure we'll talk to you again in the future. We're coming up here in moments. Your calls are welcome about whatever's on your mind at 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and of course, you can bring us anything you want here at 855-450-FREE. Got all kinds of news to get to tonight here that I wish we would have time for. I'm sure we only have time for a fraction of it. The latest Edward Snowden revelations have hit the scene, and we will share those with you here shortly. Also want to make sure you know about our website. You can go there, get interactive in a variety of different ways. One of them is by interacting in the bulletin board system. You go to pbs.freetalklive.com, and that will allow you to interact with other Free Talk Live listeners easily and for free. That's pbs.freetalklive.com.
You can help Bitcoin Not Bombs and Free Talk Live to hoodie the homeless by getting a hoodie for yourself. Go to BitcoinNotBombs.com and pre-order a t-shirt or a hoodie and each sales price to cover the cost of another hoodie for somebody in need. They're taking pre-orders until Cyber Monday so they can get them printed up and distributed in time for the holidays so that you can give them as gifts. And then you can keep two people warm this winter. Help Bitcoin Not Bombs. Do a little guerrilla Bitcoin outreach in the process. They're also accepting general donations for the project if you'd like to give more. It's BitcoinNotBombs.com.
Now, these guys are doing, I am also looking for Hunter Orange stuff. So these are Hunter Orange hoodies, correct?
They are. Well, they're darn close.
They're pretty orange. I don't know if they're the quite neon Hunter orange.
You won't be mistaken for a deer in the woods in New Hampshire in November.
Unlikely,
right.
Yes.
Right on. Yeah. I think it's a great cause.
All right, so I'm going to just jump into this news about the Edward Snowden revelations continuing. This continued pouring of NSA-related news just kind of over the weeks continues to come out. In fact, some of it is just so routine now, it's not even getting the fanfare that it did during the summertime, which is unfortunate because certainly some of this news is pretty big, I think, to some people. This one might be one of them. Let me give you the story from The Guardian. According to the Snowden documents recently released, the phone, internet, and email records of UK citizens not suspected of any wrongdoing have been analyzed and stored by America's National Security Agency under a secret deal, not so secret anymore, that was approved by British intelligence officials, according to documents from Edward Snowden.
Well, this has got to make the Brits look pretty bad, huh? You know, yeah, United States, you can spy on our citizens, not a problem. See, I'd like to point out here, folks, that the government purports itself to be the organization there to protect you. That's what you're told from the time you were little to the time you're older. Your parents were told that, too.
Well, that's what they're saying is the case here. They're just trying to protect you by spying on you.
Yeah, they're going to spy on you to protect you.
Because you could be a terrorist.
Do you want to be protected that way? Because this is a government, supposedly governments of the people, governments of right, or of the people, by the people, for the people, and that nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
Then that must mean that the people that everybody wants to be spied on. Doesn't it mean that?
Good question. I wonder how many people in America do want to be spied on. I bet a fair amount do.
Yeah, fair amount.
You know, all you have to do is tell them.
That's
it's
fine.
Yeah,
I find it surprising the number of people who don't see that they are, see that their complacency and complicitness with government observation equates to their opinion that they aren't fit to govern themselves.
Well, what frustrates me about it is I really could care less what you want as far as privacy.
Care less.
Correct.
I suppose I could care a little bit less.
okay.
I don't really care what other people want for their level of privacy. It's those people's advocation that me and mine, that our stuff needs to be looked at and gone through and read and done whatever to against the Constitution that supposedly empowers the government that they use to do this stuff.
But Mark, if we can just save one life.
Well, it's
about the children, Mark.
Can we go out on the lawn of the, out on the mall of Washington, D.C. and set the Constitution on fire? Because I am sick and frickin' tired of the fact that they hide behind this document when it's convenient for them, and then they use it, and then they ignore it when they don't need it. That's one of the real problems here. This document is written in plain writing so that the average person can read it, and then they go and obfuscate behind it. They say that you've got the right to do something, and then they say that rights are mitigated.
They sure do. They just say whatever benefits them. That's pretty much how it operates.
I mean, why don't they just write that down on a piece of paper and burn the old one?
Because then the illusion of legitimacy would be gone. And
obviously not! Obviously, some people will say, plenty of people will say, well, we've got to have this for our freedom. Why don't they just go ahead and go against what all the
it's
quotes
the
from all the founding fathers?
It's the reason why they have courtrooms and they have badges and uniforms and chants and, you know, pledges and the flag. All of these things are nothing more than window dressing to distract people from what's really going on, which is that men and women are doing whatever they want. And they are threatening you and making you do whatever they want you to do or stopping you from doing the things they don't want you to do. And that's all that the state really is. And that's what they don't want you to see. And so if they were to do something as honest as what you're suggesting, then more people would see it. You're certainly right, Mark, that there would be plenty of people out there saying, this is what we need. We've had to get rid of the Constitution for so long. Thank goodness. So there would be certainly people that would cheer on the rise of the police state. But other people would be dismayed by the loss of their precious constitution because they still, you know, they believe in it. It gives them something non-human to believe in. It gives them something.
I think it's a better than average document as far as ruling, ruling documents. I'm just sick of them hiding behind it.
Yeah, but New Zealand doesn't even have a constitution, and you could argue they're even more economically free.
Well, you couldn't argue it. You could point to the economic freedom charts, two of them, that have for a few years now rated New Zealand above the United States.
So while the Constitution is a a fine idea in a lot of cases, or at least the Bill of Rights certainly holds some fine ideas, there's no real evidence that it's done anything to slow the growth of the state.
Indeed.
So back to the story here. The UK and the United States teaming up to spy on you. Especially if you are in the UK, you've had the NSA spying on you. According to a memo from the NSA describing how in 2007 an agreement was reached that allows the agency to unmask and hold on to personal data about Britons that had previously been off limits. The memo, published in a joint investigation by The Guardian and Channel 4 News in the UK, says the material is being put in databases where it can be made available to other members of the US intelligence and military community. Britain and the U.S. are the main two partners in the what's called Five Eyes, that's EYES, intelligence sharing service, which also includes Australia, New Zealand, and Canada. Until now, it had been generally understood that the citizens of each country were protected from surveillance by any of the others. Surprise! You don't really think that that was the case, right? That, our government's going to protect us from those other governments spying on us. Turns out they sold you out.
Yeah, not a surprise to me.
Snowden's material reveals that in 2007, the rules were changed to allow the NSA to analyze and retain any British citizen's mobile phone and fax numbers, emails, and IP addresses swept up by its dragnet. Previously, this data had been stripped out of NSA databases, or minimized, in intelligence agency parlance, that's their term they use, under rules agreed between the two countries. These communications were incidentally collected by the NSA, meaning the individuals were not the initial targets of surveillance operations, therefore were not suspected of wrongdoing. The NSA has been using the UK data to conduct so-called pattern of life, or contact chaining analysis, under which the agency can look up to three hops away from a target of interest, examining the communications of a friend, of a friend, of a friend. Guardian analysis suggests three hops for a typical Facebook user could pull the data of more than 5 million people into the dragnet. Separate draft memo marked, because, you know, now everybody's two steps closer to Kevin Bacon, I've heard.
Hmm.
I don't know if you heard about that, but because of the internet, because of Facebook, everybody is like two or three, what is it, separation?
It used to be 6 degrees of separation.
Yeah, degrees, that's what I was looking for. So now it's like four or three or something like that from Kevin Bacon.
I thought you had to be in a movie to be within some degrees of Kevin Bacon.
That was the origin of the game. Anyway.
So I need a little help here. I don't have any idea what you're talking about.
Jump from one.
You never heard of 6 degrees of separation?
Yes. It includes people who've been in movies, Ian.
Yeah. Well,
everybody.
6 degrees of Kevin Bacon is the game. And,
yeah.
And you're supposed to be able to connect another popular actor with the actor Kevin Bacon using six or fewer steps between movies. That was the origin of the game, but it expanded to say everybody is within 6 degrees of,
right,
of Kevin Bacon. And now
Kevin
Ian,
Bacon has a Facebook account and everybody's got a Facebook account? I don't know what we're talking about here.
I'm sorry. If I'm not explaining this correctly, we'll do that here in a moment. Marcus is new to the 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon.
No, I'm not.
We'll
I know what the game is. You know.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri, and before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
Yesterday, I got a notice from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money, but the notice said if I don't pay it in 30 days, they're going to go into my bank account and take my money, put a lien on my house, and garnish my wages. Can they really do that?
If you owe back taxes, unless you get help, the IRS can do all that and more. Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Their Fresh Start program that will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS or state have in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. You get a fresh start if you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes. They're so sure they can help you that they'll give you a 20% discount just for calling right now. Dial 877-328-6404. That's 877-328-6404. Again, 877-328-6404.
Wise up, load up at freestrikeeye.com.
Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise, on sale at freezedryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the Wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through Cyber Monday, December 2nd at freezedryguy.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Make the Wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freezedryguy.com.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Less than 6 degrees separated from Kevin Bacon now. We will get into that here in a moment and also talk about spying, because that's where we originally were. We'll get back to the UK and the US NSA teaming up to spy on UK people, which makes you wonder, do you think the UK's spy agency is also spying on people in the US with permission from the US government? Because that's essentially what's happening here, is the UK has given the NSA its go-ahead to spy on UK people. So why wouldn't the same exact thing be happening in reverse? That's speculation on my part, but I'm sure Edward Snowden has more documents to reveal all kinds of more interesting things just like that on into the future. We'll continue that discussion here in moments. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number, and that is brought to you by ProXPN.
Couldn't be a better read for right now, talking about Edward Snowden.
Well, exactly, and Edward Snowden brought a lot of attention to the idea of your privacy basically not existing online. So you've got it by default. It doesn't exist by default. You cannot count on some government agency to keep your privacy safe. So you've got to count on yourself. You've got to take the steps necessary to make sure that you're not leaving a trail online. And right now, with your regular internet service provider, they're probably tracking you every single search you make, every website you visit for at least 6 months. They've got those records on file. And some of them keep them for up to 5 years. So if that bothers you a little bit, maybe you don't want them to know where you're going and what you're doing, maybe you'd want to go with ProXPN, because they don't keep any of those records. ProXPN.com/FTL is where you can go to get signed up. There is a free account, but you don't get the unlimited bandwidth with the free account. You get also with the premium account, as it is called. Not only do you get unlimited bandwidth, but you can use any sort of internet service you want to. So torrents, for instance. There's no restrictions on torrents through ProXPN. Some internet service providers, from what I understand, are trying to throttle or block people who want to run torrents. With ProXPN, not only can you run torrents, but your torrents are private, meaning that nobody knows it's you downloading that torrent. All they can see is that it's the ProXPN servers that are downloading the torrent, because everything you do goes through one of their servers. And if you're a premium account holder, you get to select which server you want. You can disconnect from one server and connect to another should you want. So I was using that aspect this afternoon on ProXPN, where there was one server that I was accessing a website through, and I needed to change my IP address. So I went with a different server, although I could have just disconnected and reconnected to the same server and gotten a new IP address. There's all kinds of neat things you can do with ProXPN. Go to proxpn.com/FTL. Get signed up there, and when you're ready for the premium account, use our discount code FTL20 to get 20% off of their premium account for the life of the plan. And if you get their annual plan, that breaks down to $5 per month. Now, ProXPN is accepting Bitcoin, so if you want to save 33%, you can pay for the annual plan with Bitcoin now at proxpn.com/FTL. As we continue here. All right, so 6 degrees of separation. Mark, please explain what your understanding of this was, because I admit there seems to be a major miscommunication going on in the studio.
6 degrees of separation is a game one plays to match actors with Kevin Bacon. I don't have something pulled up on my screen.
Just checking, because I do. I mean, go ahead.
So you pick an actor, and I think that the rules of the game is that basically a person has to know who the heck the actor is. So, and obviously I can't play at that point, because I know, like, 12 actors.
Yeah, right.
I don't know how to, and I don't know anything about movies, and I just can't play that game very well. But, so you pick an actor, Dustin Hoffman, mm-hmm. and you connect that actor with Kevin Bacon, whom I might not have known if it hadn't been for the game, 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon.
Sure,
but apparently the game is homage to the fact that the guy works hard and works a lot.
Okay, so that may have been where it started, but 6 degrees of separation from Kevin Bacon ended up, as I understand it, being anything that applies to absolutely anyone in the world, in that everybody is 6 degrees away from Kevin Bacon.
And
there's not a single human being.
Upon what are these degrees, these pivot points?
They're people. They're connections, right?
Okay.
So you go, we've been in a movie with Danny LaDonne. He's the director of Playing Columbine. He might have been working with somebody or whatever. But me and you
actually,
aren't fair, because we've actually been in a movie. But it turns out that there's enough people who know somebody who's been in a movie somewhere or whatever, or somebody who knows Kevin Bacon. It's just however they know Kevin Bacon.
I'm 2 degrees from Kevin Bacon.
What is it now?
I am 2 degrees.
You're 2? Okay.
But that's
friend
not really,
of mine knows him.
But that's not a game in the sense that how am I going to verify.
It's not a game, and that there's no winning or losing, and there's no points.
It's
there's
a
no
parlor
game. It's just, you know.
But how could it possibly be a parlor game? Because how can you name the people that know somebody? If I'm 2 degrees or 3 degrees or 4 degrees from Kevin Bacon, then how am I going to name those people?
I don't know.
That's where Facebook comes in.
All right.
The original parlor game version of this, I'm reading from Wikipedia now, posits that any two people on Earth are 6 or fewer acquaintance lengths apart.
Mm-hmm.
That eventually morphed into the parlor game, wherein movie buffs challenge each other to find the shortest path between an arbitrary actor, Dustin Hoffman, and venerated Halloween character actor Kevin Bacon. Rests on the assumption that any individual involved in the Hollywood, California film industry can be linked through his or her film roles to Kevin Bacon within 6 or fewer steps. The game requires a group of players to try to connect any such individual to Kevin Bacon as quickly as possible and in as few links as possible. It can also be described as a trivia game based on the concept of the small world phenomenon. Now, the interesting part of this to me is that I hadn't realized was in 2007, Kevin Bacon started a charitable organization named 6degrees.org, which, it kind of expounds upon the basis of the game. It allows individuals to create and grow charitable social networks. So it is based on the premise that you are never too far away from someone who can help you with your charitable goal, which I think is awesome. So now in the advent of Facebook, there were apps that flew around a few years ago that kind of were based on this as well, where they would analyze your friends list and analyze the public friends list of your friends and see
who's connected to Kevin Bacon.
Who's connected to Kevin Bacon.
Okay.
And how many steps removed you are from every other person on the planet.
See, now you could play on Facebook, and then, you know, you have your Facebook connections.
It's not so much of a game as it is an observation that people have found that generally in life, no one is more than 6 degrees separated from anybody else. And now what they're saying is that, and this
six
was as
people
a,
separated. I don't understand.
Six people, whatever you want to call them. Six people. Anyway, Now they're saying that number has been brought down to under 4, 3.74 degrees, according to various posts on the internet as of back in 2011, basically saying that because of Facebook, essentially the world is shrinking, that now it's even easier to trace who knows who, and so therefore it's more likely that you're 4 degrees separated from anybody else anywhere in the world.
And I think that's wonderful. A campaign, what that makes me think of is that campaign from Israel. There's some guy in Israel sets up a campaign on Facebook to hold a sign essentially saying something to the effect of, to Iranians, I love you, and I don't want to see you get bombed.
Mm.
And I thought that was really powerful because he is able to stand against the loud voice of his government. This one man is able to make such a huge statement against this, the war. And Iranians were doing the same thing back.
Awesome.
And what it showed me is that just that much more clearly is that governments are armed gangs that are at war with each other, and they use your children as fodder.
And they're not your leaders, and they're certainly not your friends, and they're not doing you any favors. So anyway, now that we've gotten that out of the way, back to the story about the NSA spying on the U.S. or spying on UK folks. A separate draft memo marked top secret and dated from 2005 reveals a proposed NSA procedure for spying on the citizens of the UK and other Five Eyes nations, even where the partner government has explicitly denied the U.S. permission to do so. The memo makes clear that the partner countries must not be informed about this surveillance or even the procedure itself. So they're just going to do what they want anyway, even though they are seemingly more than likely to get permission for it if they ask. The 2007 briefing was sent out to all analysts in the NSA's Signal Intelligence Directorate, which is responsible for collecting, processing, and sharing information gleaned from U.S. surveillance programs. Up to this point, the Americans had only been allowed to retain the details of British landline phone numbers that had been collected incidentally in any of their trawls.
Hmm.
But the memo explains there was a fundamental change in policy that allowed the U.S. to look at and store vast amounts of personal data that would have previously been discarded. It states that SIGINT, the Signals Intelligence Policy, and the UK liaison office here at NSA Washington worked together to come up with a new policy that expands the use of incidentally collected unminimized UK data in SIGINT analysis. Then they go on to explain more detail about what the NSA could and could not do. But then you've got the essence of this story. We will post the full details of it to our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter, so you can get even more information. But as we have been told, this is still not the full iceberg. Edward Snowden has many, many things that he has yet to release, or I guess he has released them to the Guardian folks, and they are slated to release them more and more over time. So prepare yourself for whatever's coming next. Basically, even if you were in another country, you thought you might have been safe from the NSA. Turns out the governments there might have sold you down the river. 855-450-FREE, the toll-free number, 855-450-3733. Hey, it's a cocaine-using representative. We'll tell you about it coming up.
I just can't handle this scene anymore. I wish I could find someone who's compatible with me and my values.
Come now. Keep the flame of hope burning. All you need is a visit to Geico.com, the one website devoted to ease, savings, and the long-lost art of chivalry. We'll take you by the hand and escort you through a free rate quote, shower you with policy managing and bill-paying tools, throw our coats down in mud puddles to protect your shoes, unless you think that'd be weird. Is that weird? For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com.
Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.